Ken, are you in Chicago?
I'm with the mayor right now, yes, sir.
The Republican Policy Committee this afternoon voted to oppose the farm bill. We're going to bring up the food stamp plan first, and then the cotton wheat bill second. They reported out this morning on a strict party vote, 17 to 13, the wheat bill out of the Agriculture Committee. Albert thinks that if they can get all the Democrats to go together, they can pass a farm bill that will save us about $400 million over the one we've got now in our budget, and it will be satisfactory to all the textile people, the cotton people, and the wheat people, and so forth. But there are not many wheat congressmen. One of the boys in the Chicago delegation, he's down here with me the other night. He was a little bit worried about Danny Postankowski. He was a little bit worried about what they'd do because Douglas voted against the farm bill in the Senate. The vote was 55 to 33. They want to have a united Democratic vote in view of the fact that they're going to have a united Republican one against them. Republicans want to say if we let the Japs buy cotton for 8.5 cents a pound, less than we'll allow our own mills, and we won't do anything for the wheat farmer, and try to make some hay with the farm group. Our people are pretty well together. The first time, they got 17 votes in the House Agriculture this morning. I don't know what Smith's going to do about a rule, but he's working on it now. And Danny told Carl Albert tonight that he was worried because the Chicago delegation didn't know what to do with Douglas having voted against it and Dirksen having voted against it. And so Carl said, well, I'll call Daley and tell him that this Democrats got to hang together and stand up now, and we're going to pass a food stamp first to help you all. We just passed civil rights to help the urban centers, 2-1, and we want them to stand and help the farmer now. And so he said, no, don't call him. I don't think it'd be necessary. And Carl called me, and I said, well, Ken's out there, and I'll give him the picture and let him look into it.
I've talked to the mayor about it. He's all for it.
Well, one.
Get back to Danny myself.
All right. Well, you just do that.
I talked to him about the whole thing, and he said that they're all for the bill.
That'll be wonderful. Thank you, Ken.
Okay, sir.
You be back when? Tomorrow?
Coming back tomorrow morning.
All right. How things look out there?
I think things look very good out here. The mayor's in a great frame of mind.
Wonderful. Give my regard.
You wouldn't want to say hello to me?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Hang on just a second.
Tell her to get Carl Albert, mash one of those buttons there, those top buttons.
Hello?
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. President, how are you?
Fine, my friend. Are you doing all right?
We surely are, and we've got your fine administrative assistant with us.
You couldn't have a better.
He's a great fellow, as you know, Mr. President.
Couldn't have a better one.
We're waiting for you on the 23rd. We're looking down this street here and going to have the street lined or any other place lined for you when you come in here on the 23rd to give you finest reception ever given any president any place and anywhere.
Well, I'm a Daley man and a Ms. Daley man. I'll never forget how you treated us in 60.
We always love to have you with us. And
Lady Bird and I'll be there with bells on.
Oh, that'll be wonderful.
And you just let me know what you want and you'll get it.
You're doing a good job and we're all behind you 100%.
Thank you, Dick. I talked to Ken about the farm bill. They're trying to split us up. The Republicans voted unanimously today to oppose us, and we're trying to get all of them, the Democrats, to unite, and he'll talk to you about it, but we've got to do something.
Well, anything you want, we want.
Thank you, Dick.
And Kenny is the greatest guy in the country for producing that.
God bless you. Well, he's
always a pleasure to talk to you.
He's wonderful. Thank you, Dick. Give my regards to your wife.
And the same to Mrs. Johnson.
Sure.
Thanks for the hospitality and all the kindness extended to us when we were down there.
Yeah.
It was very kind of you, and we appreciate it very, very much.
We'll be back in touch with you. Lady Bird. Lady Bird ran off another man today. She took President Truman to Greece.
Well, she's with a great man.
I think so. I'll see you, Dick.
Fine, Mr. Bye. President.